Barack Obama's wingman Eric Holder defends Hunter Biden pardon. By Joel B. Polak on December 1, 2024. Former Attorney General Eric Holder, who described himself as President Barack Obama's wingman while in office, tried to defend President Joe Biden's pardon of his son, Hunter, on Sunday night, saying he was unfairly singled out. President Biden pardoned his son for crimes dating back to January 2, 2014, a period that covers Hunter Biden's tax evasion and foreign influence peddling schemes, in addition to the gun charges he was convicted of earlier this year. Holder, known for his political loyalty to President Obama, mocking the ideal of a nonpartisan Department of Justice, claimed on X, formerly Twitter, that President Biden was correct, and then tried to deflect a criticism of Kash Patel. Hunter. Here's the reality. No U.S. attorney would have charged this case given the underlying facts. After a five-year investigation, the facts as discovered only made that clear. Had his name been Joe Smith, the resolution would have been, fundamentally and more fairly, a declination. Pardon warranted. Ask yourself a vastly more important question. Do you really think Kash Patel is qualified to lead the world's preeminent law enforcement investigative organization? Obvious answer, hell no. Hunter. Here's the reality. No U.S. attorney would have charged this case given the underlying facts. After a five-year investigation, the facts as discovered only made that clear. Had his name been Joe Smith, the resolution would have been, fundamentally and more fairly, a. Eric Holder, at Eric Holder, December 2, 2024. Democrats have been obsessed with Kash Patel ever since he exposed the fact that outgoing Obama administration officials had unmasked the names of Americans in foreign surveillance wiretaps in their attempt to undermine the incoming Trump administration. That issue aside, Holder ignored the fact that Hunter Biden's case had been stalled precisely because he was Joe Biden's son and enjoyed special protection. He was never punished for gun crimes and tax violations until a federal judge in Delaware questioned the sweetheart plea deal he had been given. Even then, Hunter Biden was never prosecuted for evident violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act for his work on behalf of foreign clients. Moreover, in 2020, 51 former national security and intelligence officials falsely claimed that Hunter's incriminating and infamous laptop was likely the product of a Russian disinformation campaign. Holder himself has been involved in controversial acts of clemency. In the waning days of Bill Clinton's presidency, Holder helped push through grants of clemency for members of the violent Puerto Rican terrorist group FALN. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.